clearly. Joseph Crabtree, born 1754 at Chipping Sodbury, South Gloucestershire, and died in 1854 at Hanworth, Yorkshire. He was a British poet, polymath, and sometimes a banker and brewer, whose life and career had been developed through the research of the scholars and orators of the Crabtree Foundation at University College London from 1954 to the present day. He never existed. He was the invention of James Sutherland at University College London as an academic satire. But he's really worth looking at. I'd link to Sutherland this morning. He invented Crabtree's bludgeon, a management aphorism, although satire, is entirely right. And the bludgeon says, quote, "No set of mutually inconsistent observations can exist for which some human intellect cannot conceive a coherent explanation, however complicated." It's a bit of a laugh, but it's so true. Last week, NHS England tried a Crabtree bludgeon. When it attempted to persuade us, the incentive programme they'd invented to encourage trust to scythe their way through waiting lists was somehow coherent policy. Someone who is alive and well and does exist is Jón Danielsson, the Icelandic economist who said, quote, "Any statistical relationship will break down when used for policy purposes." Where have we heard that before? Well, it's probably based on something a bit more familiar, which is Goodhart's law, which I linked to this morning. And that says, and I quote, "Any observed statistical regularity will tend to collapse once pressure is placed on it for control purposes." This law was used to criticise the Thatcher government for trying to conduct monetary policy on the basis of targets for broad and narrow money. However, the law reflects as much as a general phenomenon, and certainly for us in the world of the NHS, where the blunt levers of control are only bungs and beatings. It has a particular resonance. Trust successful at reducing waiting lists will be rewarded with millions of pounds. Trust struggling to reduce waiting times, who probably need a few million quid, will get nothing. There's no appreciation, no finessing as to why some trusts are doing better than others. No account taken of demographics, clinical needs, staffing, the estate, IT, maturity, nothing. Just the 100 decibel numbers, get them down. Now, never was this more graphically illustrated than in a list published by the BBC last week, and I linked to it in this morning's e-letter. Milton Keynes Foundation Trust was revealed as the hospital with the longest waiting list in England. Now, it's commonly acknowledged that Milton Keynes is one of the best-run services in the country, highly rated, with a focus on staff retention and quality. There's an innovative university attached, and they're leading in aspects of virtual care. So why do they have such long lists? Well, because their population is the fastest growing in the country. Cancer referrals have increased by between 45 and 50% a day. Yes, a day. They're treating more patients than ever before. Now, to help with the demand, there are plans to build a new women's and children's hospital in the city by 2030. The building work is due to begin in 2 years' time. In 2025. But the tangle the 40 new hospital people have got themselves into and the lack of capital, well, look, don't hold your breath. Demand and capacity are the hospital's conflict and conundrum. Their new construction needs to be accelerated. Anyone knows anything about management or organisation knows this. Lose people off the list means prizes thing is potty. But we have to believe, just because previously sensible people who used to run something, now working at the centre, haven't entirely taken leave of their senses. The sensible way to deal with this is to look at waiting lists, figure out who has the longest list, who's waiting for what, and make some targeted investments to bring waits down. Now, you know, and I know that. So how come them whose job it is don't know that? Well, I'll let you into a little secret. They do. For sure they knew. The problem they have is Sunak has promised to bring down waiting lists and he's throwing money at the problem. Instead of the money being used to invest in places like Milton Keynes to fix the root causes of their problems, allocations, has been turned into the NHS equivalent of some sort of Saturday night quiz show. Look, call me old-fashioned, but I'd quite like to think taxpayers' money was being used for investment, financing, underwriting, consolidating. Instead, it's used for intimidating, fiddling, undermining, and a giant con trick. DH Plus is blatant political interference with the good and sensible running of the NHS is a new style of gerrymandering, manipulation of money for political gain. The question is, in whose interest? I think we know. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon. Bye-bye.